morning, everybody, and welcome to this online service for Easter Day. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The Lord be with you. We're going to begin our worship together as we sing our first hymn, Jesus Christ is risen today. In normal times, on Easter Day, we would light the Easter candle as a sign of the light of Christ that has come into the world. Today, I'm having to improvise and have a candle here, although not the usual large Easter candle, but still, I will light this as a sign of the light of God's love, and then we will use the responses that you'll find on the service sheet. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us new life and hope. He has raised Jesus from the dead. God has claimed us, and now we are his. He has brought us out of darkness. He has made us lights in the world. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And in the light of God's love, we remember our sinfulness, and we ask God to cleanse us, to renew us, to recreate us. Jesus Christ, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins and confess to you our weakness and unbelief. Like Mary at the empty tomb, we fail to grasp the wonder of your presence. Lord, have mercy. Like the disciples behind locked doors, we are afraid to be seen as your followers. Christ, have mercy. Like Thomas in the upper room, we are slow to believe. Lord, have mercy. May the Father forgive you by the death of his Son and strengthen you to live in the power of the Spirit all your days. Amen. And the Collect for Easter Day. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned, and the way to life stands open in our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. We come now to our songs of praise, beginning with Come People of the Risen King.
Come people of the risen King, who delight to bring him praise. Come all and tune your hearts to sing. Rejoice, rejoice, let it darkest day in history. Death is beaten, you have rescued me. Jesus is alive. He's alive.
Now going to hear from Roger, who's going to read two readings to us.
Good morning. Our first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10. It tells how someone in shining clothes appears at the house of a man called Cornelius and tells him to contact Peter, who he doesn't know, to invite him to his house. Then Peter began to speak. I now realise how true it is that God does not show favouritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 28. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Easter Day, day I always look forward to with excitement and anticipation. I love the early morning service, meeting with people at dawn, as the sun rises to mark the start of Easter Day, lighting a fire to symbolise the coming of the light of God's love into the world and the new life of the resurrection. And then the glorious Sunday morning Easter service, gathering with friends, one of the main highlights of the church's year. This morning, however, well, it's different. I don't think I ever imagined an Easter like this, not being able to meet as we normally do in our church buildings, but instead being told to stay at home. I don't think I ever imagined living through a pandemic. I've known, of course, that it was a possibility. I remember 10 years ago and more, the SARS virus, and wondering what that would lead to. I've seen films about pandemics, documentaries about what would happen if, but I don't think in my heart of hearts I ever really imagined living through it. And some of the events of these last weeks have been a shock. Hearing that somebody we knew had died. Discovering that my wife Ruth had tested positive at the hospital for the COVID-19 virus. Wondering what that meant. And then becoming ill myself with the same symptoms. This has been shocking beyond belief for so many families in so many parts of the world. And the story isn't over yet. Over 10,000 people now in the UK have died. Countless more worldwide. And all of that's changed how I've felt about the gospel reading as I've thought about Easter. The elements of grief in the story of Jesus' arrest, trial, the time in Gethsemane, the raw grief that the women felt as they come to the tomb on Easter morning. Those things have dominated how I felt about these readings some days. In my heart and mind, I've imagined myself going with them to the tomb, what that was like, how a week ago everything was full of joy and hope, Jesus riding into Jerusalem on the donkey, people proclaiming him as king, and now here we are, dawn, no hope. Just duty, memories of our friend and the task of carrying out the traditional ceremonies at his grave. And then I feel myself with the women, finding that my grief and my lack of hope is challenged. As we arrive at the tomb at dawn, there is a great earthquake and an angel of the Lord appears shining like lightning. He rolls back the stone and he speaks and he says, Jesus has already been raised from the dead. Let's listen again to what he says. Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He's not here. He has been raised. Come and see the place where he lay. The angel speaks and says, do not be afraid. Let go of your fear. Death has been defeated. The stone's been rolled away. Not to let Jesus out, but to let the witnesses in so that they can see that the tomb is empty. He is not there. The resurrection is a reality. Now this is news that demands to be shared, and that's what the angel tells the women to do. He sends them to tell the disciples. And that brings us to verse 8. So they left the tomb quickly, with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And suddenly Jesus met them and said, greetings. And they come to him and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. I was really struck by that verse. They left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy. There has been fear for me in these last weeks, fear of what the virus would mean. There is still some fear of what it will mean for others. Fear doesn't have the last word. Death certainly doesn't have the last word. There is also great joy. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. There is glorious hope. Hope that puts fear in its place, that stops it paralyzing us, stops it having the power it once had. God has acted and shown that his life is greater than all. Certainly greater than fear, greater even than death. And so the women have great joy, Yes, they're still afraid, but fear and great joy means they can now act. They can do what they're invited to do. They can go to tell the others. And it's as they go to tell the others that the second thing happens. Jesus meets them. He's there with them. They fall before him. And his words to them is to repeat what the angels already said. Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. What's been said to the women is now said again in their message for the other disciples. Do not be afraid. Go and tell. As you go and tell, I will be with you. Not sure what I would have thought of if I tried to think up a message for this Easter, but it wouldn't have been as powerful as the message that the Gospel already has for us. The words from the angel to Mary and Mary as they come to the tomb. The words of Jesus to them as they go to tell the others. Do not be afraid. Go and tell. You will see me. Yes, these are strange times, and dreadful things are happening in the world. It's natural sometimes to be afraid, but not for fear to be the only thing that we feel. This is Easter. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead is real. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And so neither fear nor death are the only things that we should talk about. Yes, people are ill. Yes, people are dying. And that's dreadful for all the families concerned and for the people who are working in our health service and looking after those who are ill. It's dreadful in the poorest places of the world where people are having to suffer without the aid of all the medical equipment we take for granted. But everywhere, with us, with them, God says, you do not need to be afraid. My love is greater than this. Jesus was raised from the dead. Death has been defeated. Do not be afraid, but go and tell others. And as you do that, Jesus will be with you. So let's hold on to this good news. Let us rejoice in the resurrection, especially when things are hard. And let us share in the ongoing work that Jesus has given us. Let us tell other people about the love of God. And let us trust that he will fulfill his promise and be with us as we do. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. May that message be on your hearts and in your minds and with all those whom you love. I wish you a very happy Easter. Come now to the communion. Normally when we break bread and share wine together, we're looking back to the Last Supper Jesus had with his friends and looking forward to his promise that he would drink wine and eat bread again with his friends in his Father's kingdom. Today, most of us will not be able to drink from the cup or eat the bread, but even though we cannot, we are united in doing what Jesus told us to do. Do this in remembrance of me. And so we pray that even if we cannot share the elements of bread and wine, still we can know Jesus' presence with us. Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits you have given me, for the pains and insults you have borne for me, since I cannot now receive you sacramentally. I ask you to come spiritually into my heart O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may I know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, day by day. Amen. Lord God, you feed us with the living bread from heaven. Renew our faith, increase our hope, and strengthen our love. Teach us to hunger for Christ, who is the true and living bread, and to live by every word that comes from your mouth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you very much for joining with us here today. A reminder that our services continue during the week. Morning prayer at 9 o'clock, evening prayer at 6 o'clock each day, Monday to Friday, and a short service of Holy Communion every Wednesday. Let us go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.